Welcome back to NPR's Ask Me Another, our hour of puzzles, riddles, and mayhem. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining us is our mystery guest, culture guru, author Chuck Klosterman. Welcome. Welcome, Chuck.
Great to be here.
So I have to ask you right off the top, because you gave us those clues about yourself, mm-hmm. about hating turtlenecks and mm-hmm. loving the color orange.
Yeah.
Can you explain?
Orange, I don't know why I like it. I just do. It's a little like how the way Prince likes purple.
Yeah.
I don't have an orange motorcycle, but I prefer things to be orange. I once read a book about visual communication that implied that people who like orange are always hungry. And that is true. I am always hungry.
Interesting.
Turtleneck thing is more complicated. I was in fifth grade. I really wanted a Nerf hoop basketball set, you know? My mom would not buy me one, so I had to fashion one out of like an ice cream container where you cut out the middle and I would just hang it. And one day I fell like 6 feet onto concrete and I blocked my fall with my left arm. And I had a very severe compound fracture. Both the bones in my arm busted, blood everywhere. I was wearing a turtleneck at the time. So I get taken to the hospital. I'm from a farm, so it was 25 miles away. And, you know, they had to cut it off with the scissors. And the worst part was them turning my arm in order to cut off this turtleneck. So I have this really strange relationship with turtlenecks. Whenever I see one, the first thing I remember is the way it felt in my stomach when they were turning the broken bones in my arm to cut my turtleneck off. And it's very odd because many women, including my wife, are very attractive when they wear black turtlenecks. It's a really good look. So whenever I see a woman with a black turtleneck, I am torn between wanting to sleep with her and throw up.
Ah.
So I prefer not having turtlenecks around me.
At least you're lucky that you know where the problem comes from. You write about pop... I mean, you write about so much, but pop culture, music, sports, you have 7 books, 5 of them nonfiction, 2 of them fiction. You published billions of magazine articles, yet you grew up on a farm in North Dakota, mm-hmm. which I'm assuming was pretty culturally void.
Well, I guess, yes, that is true. I mean, unless you consider corn part of culture. It was, I suppose. Everyone always says that, but at the same time, it's like we got TV. You know, Miami Vice was on. You know, I could buy Poison albums or whatever. I guess the important stuff got to me. But yes, I mean, I never had cable.
The important stuff.
I never had cable growing up. I wonder what I would be like if I did.
And we are very thankful because you, speaking of prizes, you made our grand prize tonight for our winner. It is his own very mixed CD. That's what our grand prize winner gets tonight.
And really valuable.
It is very valuable.
A burned CDR with a bunch of songs that are on the internet. Who could believe it exists?
All right, so here's the big hint as to what we're about to put you through. Okay, Chuck? So I was reading your book, Killing Yourself to Live.
Were you really reading it?
Yes, I was.
Okay, it's fine. You can lie if you want.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm going to have to work on your self-esteem, Chuck.
Yeah.
I was reading your book.
Okay, great.
And I like the fact that not only are you a big Kiss fan.
I am.
But you compared some of the women that you were in love with to different characters in Kiss.
That's true. I did do that.
Which is a great way of categorizing the
very
world.
Normal, of
very
course.
Normal.
Very normal.
So I would like to know something about a woman that you compared to Gene Simmons.
Yeah, well, they had similar hair. They both had elements of Judaism in their existence. They were very interested in capitalism, I have to say. And they were very interesting. They were very interesting people. I think the funniest thing about this whole, she's talking about this book, Killing Yourself to Live. There is one part where I talk about every woman I've sort of been in love with, and I compare them to a member of Kiss. And Bruce Kulick, who was the guitarist for Kiss, he was like after Ace Frehley, after Vinnie Vincent, after Mark St. John. He was the guy who was the guitar player. And he has a website. And I saw one time on his website, he talked about this part of this book where I compared him to a photographer I dated in Akron, Ohio, very briefly. And he was very excited that I had done this, that I had done this. And I thought, like, this really shows how self-aware Bruce Kulick is. He's like, wow, this guy sort of reminds me of this girl he wasn't that into. What a successful career I have had. It made me think he was the greatest guy in the world, you know? The thing is, I remember things that other people forget. That is my problem.
That is your talent, my friend. Yeah. That is your talent. All right, well, some of those things that you remember that people forget, we're about to test.
Okay.
So, Chuck,
it's
time for you to take your space behind the
podium.
Okay,
let's go.
Give him a hand, everybody. Chuck Klosterman. Okay. So, Chuck, do you have any idea of what we're about to do to you? Do you have an inkling?
Is my wife going to freak out over this?
No, your wife is not going to freak out.
Okay, then no, I have no idea.
Okay. Let's bring back our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
Hi, Chuck.
He's very excited to present this next game.
Chuck, you wanted the test, and you got the test. The hottest band in the world, Kiss!
Oh!
So
we also want to tell you, Chuck, that there's sort of an added element because you will be playing for a lucky member in our audience. Hannah Diaz, can you stand up?
There she goes.
So, Hannah, you're in luck. So here's what's going to happen, Chuck.
I really thought you were going to say you'd be playing a member of KISS.
You
I was like, Terry Gross will not be happy.
No, you're going to play. So basically, if you get six right, Hannah is going to win a lovely prize. But if you don't get it right...
I'll give her $1,000.
Perfect.
Okay.
I like the way you think.
Here we go. Here's the first question. The KISS logo, with its two S's shaped like lightning bolts, is famous worldwide. However, most KISS albums and merchandise in one particular country use backwards Z's instead of lightning bolts. What country is that and
Germany.
Why?
Chuck.
In Germany, because it represents the KISS, the Nazi SS. So
they
have to just make a different sort of logo that looks almost like normal S's.
Yes. Yeah.
You're correct.
Exactly. Good job. It is illegal to display the SS logo in Germany. Very good.
I love that you're using the bell. You don't have to.
I don't have to use the bell?
Against...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can. I like it. Yeah. It feels good, right?
Now, many teenagers' first exposure to seeing KISS was on a 1976 television Halloween special hosted by someone unusual. Who was it?
Oh, Paul Lind.
Paul Lind is right. Very good.
Circle gets the square.
For a while, two KISS cover bands made up of little people were in a legal battle over the very idea of a little people KISS cover band. What were the names of the two bands?
Mini KISS.
Mini KISS is one.
There were two of them.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. It is.
So this is like a class action suit.
It almost was, yes. If you have no idea, just what would you name a little people cover band for KISS? Yeah.
That's tough. Dwarf KISS?
No. It was Tiny KISS.
Oh.
Tiny KISS, yes. Well. KISS and Tiny KISS. Chuck, in 1978, the four founding members of KISS simultaneously came out with individual solo albums. Gene Simmons' solo album included a cover of what Disney classic?
If You Wish Upon a Star.
When You Wish Upon a Star. Very good. From Pinocchio. Good job.
I want him to do hi ho, hi ho.
What did Gene Simmons to do? Hi ho, hi ho. Right. About what item of KISS merchandise did Gene Simmons say, I love living, but this makes the alternative look pretty damn good?
Well, I would guess it would be the KISS coffin with a K.
Yes, the KISS casket with a K. If my two brothers, my sister and myself, were to dress as the original members of KISS in full makeup for Halloween, how many different colors of makeup would we need, and what colors are they?
Oh, what members are you being?
Well, the original makeup.
But what two members are you? Because they don't all need the same makeup.
Oh, no, all of them.
No, all four of us.
Three sisters.
Let me say it again. If my two brothers, my sister and myself, I have three siblings, were to dress as the original members of KISS for Halloween, what makeup would we need?
White.
White.
Black.
Black.
Silver.
Silver.
Red.
Yep.
Green.
Green. I'll take that.
Correct.
You know why?
Oh.
Because Ace Frehley only wore blue around his eyes occasionally.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Yes, that's a good answer, Chuck. Nice work.
Yeah.
You know what? You are very, very good.
Chuck, you did amazing, which makes you really a winner.
He's the God of Thunder.
He
is the God of Thunder. Yes.
Somewhere between amazing and trying, we have you. That's right. So we have some prizes. First for Hannah. Hannah, you want to come up here so we can give you your prize? Hannah Diaz. Hannah, are you a super fan?
I am.
You are? All right. Well, we have some books here that you may not have. Would you like to introduce the books?
Yeah, well, for some reason, if your book comes out in different countries, they send you lots of copies of them. But I can't speak any language except English, and only sort of. So I have, like, this is, like, the German version of one of my books. I don't even know what language this is. This looks like Spanish. But so does this. So, regardless, these are...
And your own NPR Music tote bag to put them in. Hannah, Chuck, Hannah. Congratulations. And for you, Chuck, what every KISS fan has been dreaming
tote
of.
Tote bag.
An NPR Music tote bag.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're a great guest. Thanks, man. Chuck Klosterman, everybody.
Calling, and I can't come home right now. Me and the boys, we've been playing, and we just can't find the sound. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do?
Shanali Bomek with KISS's highest charting song, ballad.
Yeah.